Hello and welcome to WP Cafe episode number 21 with me, Keith Devon.
And with me, Mark Wilkinson. Good evening, everybody. It is a little different timing for us this week. It is, what time is it? Just past 9 o'clock here. It looks like Keith's having a coughing fit. We'll just let him relax here for a minute. And we're doing a bit of an evening session this evening. I was going to ask Keith why we're doing that, but I won't because he's still coughing. We are doing an evening session because we've actually got a training session with a client in about an hour, which is a session just showing them how to use the website. And it's one of the sessions that fit in with, like, I can't remember where it is in the world, but it's the fit where it is in the world. It's their sort of like work time, and it's our not work time. So we needed to fit everyone in, and that 10 p.m. was kind of the right time to do it. Hence the reason why we're just... Is it Australia? Thank you.
I think so. Yeah.
Hence the reason why we're doing this now. We just thought we'd get together beforehand. And because it's been a really busy day for some reason, we haven't stopped. I was up at 5:45 this morning doing some prep for something and still haven't finished yet. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah,
long anyway, day. How have you been, Keith, apart from...
yeah, that was good timing. Yeah, I've been okay. Yeah, it's been quite a long day today, hasn't it?
Longer
for you, but
few calls as well. Lots of calls. So it's always tiring when you have lots of calls, I think, isn't it?
Agreed. Yeah. Apart from that, no, very well. Yeah. It's quite a productive day, I felt. So
it was. Yeah. So good. Where are we starting?
Bit of business stuff from us, business news, I guess. Launch of a new website. So Mark and I have been working for the last, 8 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it?
on a project, so I've still got a tickle in my throat. So we started back end of last summer. Working on a project, really long discovery phase, which was good. Started kind of development in earnest in January, and we've just launched the first of five sites that we have been working on. So, yeah, went really well. So this one, so it's a multi-site recruitment brand. And this is the first of the brands that have gone live. And thankfully, this one didn't have the multilingual element. So we're about to launch one of the multilingual versions brands. And we're ironing out a few little gremlins. Do you iron out gremlins? I don't know if gremlins get ironed. But trying to solve a few problems.
Creases, I suppose, don't you? But this one was like the simplest of the five, I think, wasn't it, really? So it's good to get that on launch first. But the sites are using like the same code base, essentially. So it's good that one works, because we know all the bits that's working on that site. We'll, fingers crossed, work on the next site, and then we'll add a bit more functionality, and then we'll keep doing that until obviously everything's nice and smooth. But that was a good launch, I think, so it was good.
Yep, really happy with it.
That was really good.
If you want to view the site, it is... brewermorris.com.
I think we can put that in chat, can't we?
Yeah, do that. Not for podcast listeners,
not for podcast listeners, but for YouTube listeners, we can do. And if you aren't listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube and listening on YouTube, please say hello in the chat. We might get some different audience today because we're on a different time. I wonder,
we'll see. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
nice to say hello. So,
and also, if you have any questions, we love taking live questions. So, whatever you think of, just stick it in the chat, and we'll do our best.
Yeah. Right. Moving on. Next thing we want to chat about is, for those of you who follow us on, you know, regularly on socials and stuff, probably know that we have a product called Job Relay, which integrates job posting services with your WordPress website. And we had a thought this week that it has a plugin, because that's how it connects to our API and to the job posting service, which isn't currently on the WordPress.org repository. And we wondered whether it should be. And the reason why it isn't is because we actually thought it wasn't allowed. But then we suddenly started thinking of some plugins that do exactly the same sort of thing, essentially connect to an external service, and they are allowed. And when we read the documentation and the rules, they're allowed. So we wondered whether to put it on WordPress.org, whether it would get us a little bit more exposure. I can't really think of a negative, except that it would require some, obviously the users that are currently using the plugin that isn't on there would eventually need to sort of switch over. And would that happen if we gave it the same name? It would need to do some changes to take out of the updated, the code that does the updates from our store. So that kind of transition, I think, is the only negative that I can think of. But I think having it in there surely can only be a good thing.
I think there's some other potential pitfalls with it. I think one of them is just like an air of confusion around it. Like, is it a free plugin? Oh, hang on, no. I need to pay actually quite a lot of money for this thing to work at all. There could be potentially some confusion around that. I'm not too sure. I honestly thought that it was just a no-go. I thought that you couldn't have plugins in the .org repository that require a premium subscription of some kind, that basically had no functionality without payment. But it does appear that that is allowed. And there are some good examples of that. Mark, I think you pointed out, like, SpinUp WP has a plugin in there. SiteGround has a worker plugin in there. Managed WP. Yeah.
She's obviously does nothing without Managed WP, does it? So
yeah. So I was kind of surprised that we could even have it in .org, but it looks like we could. Yeah, so I think that's probably one of my only major reservations, is that people find it and then they're like, they download it and then, oh no, I've got to pay quite a lot of money for this to actually work. And just that not being a brilliant first impression or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope we could make that obvious on the page. Like, those services seem to make it obvious. I don't know. They're obvious to me,
yeah,
but maybe it's not obvious to others. Like, there's no point in using this unless you are using SpinUp WP, unless you are a SiteGround customer, unless you use Managed WP.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, you're not getting that for free, are you, when you download it? But
no. And I think it just would need to have on the kind of README, like the very first line.
Yeah, yeah.
This plugin requires a subscription to Job Relay.
Yeah.
Go and get that over here, kind of thing.
But anyone have any thoughts on that? If you've had a similar experience, did you put your plugin in the repository? Did it help? Did it hinder? Be good to know.
Yeah.
But we were thinking about it. Haven't come to a definitive conclusion, but it's maybe likely in the future. We'll see. But certainly something we were looking at this week. So that was our first thing to chat about.
Before we jump into our second topic, I've had a question from AB, who I assume is Anton de Beck, but it could be any other AB. I'm not sure. AB says, do you do FSE sites, and is it a big transition to do them? I'm still putting off moving from ACF to Blocks. So we don't do FSE sites at the minute, FSE being full site editing, but we do fully block-based, I'd say fully block-based websites these days. Yeah. Quite often, we've actually kind of taken our own sort of full site editing approach to an extent, in that the footer is what we call a block area. So the footer is actually made up of a content type.
It's like a post, basically.
And you just use the block editor to build the footer. We don't do quite the same thing with the header, but interestingly, on that site that we mentioned, there's a kind of mega menu thing. And that drop down is actually, again, built with Gutenberg blocks, so you could that could look like whatever the client wants it to look like in theory. In practice, they just use columns with lists of links and things, and it works quite nicely. So the original question, is it a big transition to do them? I'd say yes, because we're kind of halfway there, and it feels like that next half is still going to be a really difficult transition for us. I'm finding it kind of difficult knowing where we sit in this kind of world at the minute. So there's like classic themes and then hybrid themes and then full site editing themes, and they've all got slightly different capabilities, and it's kind of hard to know which capabilities you can take advantage of and which ones you can't. So yeah, we're struggling too, doing our best. I think, but
from my point of view, it's kind of all a little bit confusing, is full site editing. And I think that's partly me, but he's just struggling to keep up with everything at the moment, to be honest. So yeah. We've not built any yet, so I suppose we can't really comment on the transition because we haven't done it. But my advice would be keep your ears to the ground, keep listening and learning what's going on. But if it works for you at the moment and your clients like it, carry on. But always good to learn new stuff, obviously.
I think if I was to give advice, it's really difficult to give advice because everyone's in their own unique situation. But I would start to dabble with blocks, like if you haven't already, like just to get a feel for it. Because I think we were super skeptical of the whole project at the start. And we thought, do you know what? We're gonna have to give this a go. We don't want to be left behind. And we did, and actually, it was quite enjoyable building block-based websites. I mean, there's been frustrations and difficulties, but overall, I think we've actually kind of enjoyed that process. And
I think
the sites we're building are really they're good. Yeah. They're good for the client, and they're like they work well.
There's been a lot of frustrations, but I think the kind of answer to that question really is that we now wouldn't build a non-block based site, as in when we come to an old site that a client's got on the maintenance and it's not blocks, it's like, oh, you know, I wish we could just convert this to blocks and make it better. So I think that kind of is testament to blocks in themselves. Like once you have made the plunge, whatever the terminology is, it's late. And you've gone down that road, it is the right choice, I think. Mm-hmm. So definitely give it a go, for sure. Definitely give it a go.
Yeah. We've got another question, but we'll come back to that after our next topic, and it's kind of related. So I was having a chat earlier today with my mastermind group, a small group of very, very friendly, interesting WordPress developers. And we got talking about the kind of general topic around CSS and WordPress these days, and how we're kind of managing styles across a website. It kind of strikes me that the more styling power we put into the editor and the kind of the more we take out of style sheets, the harder it is going to be to make changes globally to a website after it's been built. So I'll give an example. So say I put together a fairly complex layout using a group block with a background color, and inside that there's some columns, and inside that there's some headings and some images or something like that. It's fairly complex, different types of block, and I've used the built-in kind of layout options to change the margins and padding, maybe the gap between the columns and things like that. And it looks great, this module, the way I've built it. It's just the way I want it. And I want to use it on other pages of the website. So maybe I've created this as a section on a blog post, and it's going to be on every blog post. So I start adding this maybe by creating a block pattern, maybe by just copying and pasting. I paste it into every new blog post. And then one day I decide, actually, I don't really like the spacing in this anymore. I'd really like to add a little bit more margin between the heading and the paragraph text. How do I do that if all of those styles have been rendered on the page on a per kind of page per block basis? I can't just go into a style sheet and say such and such a module, you know, change this spacing or that spacing or this color or that color or whatever it is. So how are we going to make kind of global style changes once things have been built with blocks? I don't, yeah. It's kind of an open question. I just don't know, and I don't understand how the kind of new paradigm for layout and styles
full circle with this. Like we like very long time ago, I used to build things with inline styles, and then style sheets came along, and it does kind of. I'm not saying we're going right back to that, but it's kind of like a bit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. I think from my point of view, it's got to be something we can do, really.
Yeah, but, it worries me. It worries me slightly.
Yeah. We chatted about it last time on the last week's podcast as well about the fact that some of the, I think it was it the column blocks and the button blocks, I think, had lost their classes
for the
like justification classes and things. And there was some chat in GitHub about them coming back, which is strange that they've like removed them and then they're now saying they do want them back. So maybe WordPress hasn't decided its direction on this yet, I think.
Yeah, I think we're entering kind of dangerous territory, and if we need to be making the right decisions about this stuff, it needs to be thought through, and maybe it has been. And to be fair, the Gutenberg team are doing some very, very clever stuff, so I'm sure they're capable of solving this problem. But I'd rather it wasn't introduced as a problem in the first place, and we get the solution first time around and not have to fix something later down the line. But
that's fair.
That's all I've really got to say on that. Interested to hear people's thoughts, either on Twitter or in the comments on YouTube. Really interested to hear your thoughts on that. On that, I've got a kind of CSS-y question from X Salams. And he says, SAS variables or CSS variables, which ones do you use? Well, I would argue that they are not mutually exclusive. You don't have to choose between them. And actually, they're quite different in their capabilities. So I am a SAS user. So I do use some SAS variables, but I rely very heavily on CSS variables these days in my themes. They are incredible, much, much more powerful in some ways than SAS variables. Yeah, so I tend to use those, but SAS variables are still needed for certain functions and things, stuff that you can't do in the browser with CSS variables. CSS variables, of course, also known as custom properties, just for clarity of what we're talking about. Shall we move on?
Yeah, definitely. So our next little topic is it's a little bit of a rant, really, but I don't know about you guys, anyone listening, that one of my real bugbears is when you get an email from someone and the email just like has one line in it, and it's like, what are your thoughts on below? Or can you answer the below? Or something like that. And then what you get below is this huge threaded conversation that like multiple people have taken part in. And for me, like what that comment says is I can't be bothered to summarize what I actually want you to help me with. So you can read it yourself. So I don't know other people's thoughts on that. Am I being too harsh? Should I be reading those conversations? I usually just reply back with something along the lines of, you know, please summarize what you want me to help you with, and I'm happy to try and help you. It just really annoys me. Like you get that. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. And I think emails and like threaded responses and emails are just awful.
To follow them is just
when you get like constantly indented text that like disappears off to the right, and you never know like the kind of chronological order of what you're reading, because it's awful. Just so
I find my mail client sometimes seems to like not show me some of the comments, and then like people will be like saying something and I can't even see it, and it's just strange. And then like sometimes attachments are not in there, and it's vital that there's an attachment. It's just very, very confusing. So it's just something which keeps happening, and it happened about 3 times this week. So I added it to the list of things to talk about.
I like a response. I just think it's like, I'm finding it difficult to understand what's happened so far. Can you just summarize for me?
Yeah. And most of the time, the email you get back is, oh, no problem, this is what I'm having trouble with, blah, blah, blah. Basically, this is happening, and so forth, and, you know, that sort of thing. And that's exactly what kind of I just wish they'd do in the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting one. I don't know if anyone else gets those, but I do a lot.
Yeah.
Any other questions in the chat? No, I don't think we have we?
Nope, no other questions yet. If you have any, get them in. Yeah.
And then the last thing on our list is finally, for what must be, what's 2.5 years in months? It sounds longer in months, doesn't it?
Yeah, 36
months. We're actually going to meet up, me and Keith, for the first time since January. No, it's not 36. That's 3 years.
Yeah.
It must be 30 then.
Yeah.
Since January 2020, we haven't actually seen each other in the flesh, so it'd be nice to actually catch up. So I think at the end of this month, is it the end of this month? It is, isn't it? We're having a couple of days away in the just north of the Cotswolds, I think it is, isn't it? Where we're going to meet up. And we've got a few things to chat about and discuss and things, and obviously chill and just spend some time together, which would be nice. So I'm sure we'll take some pictures of where we are and things.
Go for a couple of runs, hopefully. We're both keen runners, so that'd be nice.
I haven't been for a run for ages, though, since when I was on the holiday.
Yeah, much running.
Be good to get going, though. Might have to go a bit slow. Yeah.
It's hard to decide, isn't it, what we should tackle? Because loads of stuff has come up recently. It's like, we could do this when we're together. Oh, no, we could do this when we're together. I think we probably shouldn't do is writing. I've come to the conclusion that writing something is something you need to just get your head down, headphones on, and just 2 hours worth of just solid effort. And it's
but the
not
planning
really
of what you're going to write
exactly
would be good. So if we're thinking about writing a document for something, then what's going in the document, and then
just
a plan, and then go and write it. That'd be good.
Yeah, brainstorming things and stuff like that.
I do think we should just spend some social time though, just having a chat. And, missing out on the time, where you're
getting a few beers in.
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. That's us, I think, this week.
I think so. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's a nice short one. We'll get prepped up for our training session now. And then get some sleep, apparently. So,
yeah.
If you haven't already subscribed and you want to make sure you don't miss an episode of this riveting chat, then you can subscribe just below the video if you're on YouTube, or if you're listening on the podcast, you probably already have subscribed, but you can find us on your podcast services. And that's all from us. We will see you, hear from you next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.